Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I've got a very special guest in store for you today, Becky Davidson. She's the co-founder and president of Rising Above Ministries. Rising Above is a multidimensional outreach to families impacted by special needs. After the unexpected death of her husband, Jeff, in 2017, Becky assumed leadership of their shared ministry and honored his memory by shepherding the completion of his last book, Common Man, Extraordinary Call, a field guide and support manual for special needs fathers. In 2018, Becky launched Redefine This Life, a place to encourage women by giving them practical tools to help them reshape and redefine the challenges of life. Becky and her adult son, John Alex, live and thrive in the hills of Cookeville, Tennessee. Welcome, Becky.
Hey, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, well, it is my pleasure. I've been hearing about your ministry now for a couple of years, and I was just delighted to have you on as a guest. I think it's something very, very special, and I can't wait for our guest to hear more about it. So let's fill in some of the gaps from your bio and just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey.
Well, I started off thinking I was going to be a teacher. I went to college and I got an education degree, and I thought that was going to be the course that I was going to take. But my husband and I, when we had our son, he ended up having profound special needs. And it was out of his life and the challenges and the struggles that we faced as a family that we decided to start in 2005, Rising Above Ministries, as just a place for special needs families to come together to find inspiration and hope and encouragement, to know that you're not on this journey alone. And so we started that ministry, like I said, back in 2005. And then after we had been doing it for a while, my husband had been in the corporate world and was a salesman and top in the company and did really, really well. But he felt called that we were supposed to be doing this full time. And so we walked away from the corporate world, walked away from his high paying income to do this full time. And I'm so thankful that we did. Because now with his passing, with him being gone, I've now been able to step into that role and continue on the legacy that he started all those years ago as we started as a family together.
Well, that is wonderful. So then tell me exactly about Rising Above Ministries. I know that we offer support and encouragement, but right. Tell us about some of your special weekends. I know that those are pretty incredible.
Yes, what we do, we offer things on the local level for our local community. We offer outreach events and just things for the families to be able to come together and be with other families who understand and get their life. So we do lots and lots of things on the local level to offer a place of community. But then on the national level, we host retreats. We host a retreat for moms, special needs moms, called By the Brook. And at that event, we have moms from all across the country who will come into Cookeville for a weekend. It's coming up actually in June. And it's a weekend of pampering and encouragement. And they come in, and on that Friday, we just pamper them like crazy. We have people who walk around with trays of chocolate-covered strawberries. And we have people in the community who come in and offer free haircuts and manicures and just anything to bless the mom and encourage her and build her back up. And then on Saturday, we have guest speakers and breakouts. And for so many of our moms, they plan their whole year around this one weekend. And so we love being able to bring them in and encourage them and help them to be able to go back and be the best moms that they can be. And then we offer for dads a retreat called SOAR, and S-O-A-R. And SOAR looks completely different than the mom's retreat, whereas the moms come in and we pamper them and feed them yummy food and just really build them back up. We do the same with dads, but they do it at a more rustic setting at a camp and spend a whole weekend just with other dads who understand and get their life. And then we also offer a retreat for married couples where they can come in and just hear from other special needs parents who are raising a child with unique needs and be encouraged and learn some practical steps and tools to help them enrich and encourage their marriage.
That's wonderful. So tell us then, how has the business shaped your lifestyle today?
Well, I am so grateful for this business because I started off, thought I was going to be a teacher. Then my husband and I started doing this. Then he was the businessman. He took the lead in all the business decisions that were made here at Rising Above. He served as president and CEO. And thankfully, we had a succession plan in place where if something were to happen, that I would step right in. And I'm so thankful that we did because with my son's unique needs, it would be very challenging for me after the loss of my husband to be able to have gone and found employment had I not been working already here. And so it has been challenging. I've had to learn a whole lot to be able to do this, but it has given me a place. I've been able to pour myself into this, which has been very healing for me during these past 2 years, and have just surrounded myself with people who could help me on this journey. And so it's just shaped me into, I've learned and stretched myself in ways I could never imagined had I not been put in this position.
That's great. It's terrible to have to be faced with that, but it's also great to know that when that happens, that you can, because I'm sure that was difficult. You're grieving at the same time, taking on a huge amount of responsibility. So I'm sure that just required a lot of you mentally.
Yes, absolutely. And, not only was I taking on the responsibility here at Rising Above, but at home, my husband had handled all of our insurance and taxes and all of the business needs as our family. He took care of all of those things as well. So I went in an instant from being a widow to being a solo parent to our child who has profound special needs and requires 24/7 care, to then being responsible not only for my family's business needs, but then also the business needs of Rising Above. So it was quite a learning curve, to say the least.
Yes. Well, I am so glad that you were able to continue in that because it sounds like such an amazing organization. And I'm sure you've had lots of people around you supporting you, which has been a great blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you think two of your greatest skill sets are then that have helped you in owning your own business?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's being willing to surround myself with people who know more than I know. I think we so often want to think we have all the answers and know we can try to figure it out on our own. And I learned very quickly that I needed to find people who were experts in the different fields where I was not, and to go to them and learn from them. So I found my attorney who could walk with me through the different legal things that I was facing, my financial planner, my accountant, business professionals who could come alongside me and help me as I'm trying to learn how to do all these things that I've never had to do before. I think one of the greatest compliments I got shortly after taking on the lead here at Rising Above was someone who was on our board said to me, he said, you're teachable. He said, you're going to make it because you're teachable and you're willing to learn from other people. You don't think you have all the answers. You are willing to ask for help when you know you need help. And I think that's just that's an important thing to know. Like I have something going on right now that I'm going to later on today, reach out to someone and go, hey, what do you think I need to do about this? And get counsel from people who are experts in their field. That has been probably the biggest thing that has helped me more than anything on this journey.
That is great. And I think that is sometimes a difficult thing for people. We have lots of people on the show and a lot of times that will be what they think their biggest skill set is being teachable or coachable. Mm-hmm. And A lot of people carry with them a lot of pride or feel it makes them less than, or they have to figure it out on their own. And it is best, I have found, even back when I first started my business, I had a young high school girl that worked for me part-time. So, you know, asking for help and getting the help that allows you to do the things that you're really good at and allows you to shine is such an incredible gift to those around you. And then being able to accept the gift of help from those that are offering it and teaching you. So I think that if people could learn that skill set, boy, oh boy, they would grow in ways that they never could imagine.
And I think it opens up, you know, it's a blessing to that person who's helping you.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
When people come to me, you know, I spent my morning this morning talking with another special needs mom who was struggling and having a hard time. And for me, I mean, I know she probably felt like, you know, I was helping her, but it helps me as well to feel like I'm pouring into someone else. So I know all these people that I've gone to, yes, it has been a huge blessing to me, but it has also been a blessing to them. Because they are getting to see what they're teaching me should go into action. And so it's a help to everyone all around.
Absolutely. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
Well, hands down, was completing my late husband's last book. My husband was a fabulous speaker, an amazing writer, and he had a passion and heart for encouraging special needs families, but especially special needs dads. And he had seen time and time again dads who would step away from their post as the dad. When they have a child with special needs, they just couldn't handle the pressures and the stresses. And so oftentimes they would leave the family. And it was just heartbreaking to him to see so many men walk away from their families. And so he started writing about that, started speaking about that to dads and just encouraging dads and equipping them to be the men that they were called to be. So often, you know, when you have a child with special needs, all of your dreams and your visions of what you thought your life was going to look like just get smashed to bits. And so if you don't learn how to readjust your vision, you don't make it very far. It's very challenging. And so he had learned some tricks along the way because, quite honestly, early on as a new dad, he would be the first one to tell you he did not do so well. And he would often go down. We had an office in our basement that he worked out of, and he would go down at night and throw himself into his work instead of being with the family because he couldn't fix our son, but he was really good at work. So he would go and throw himself into what he was good at. But he started to realize that this is not what he was called to do. He needed to be engaged and involved. So he had started writing a book, had gotten a book deal and got a contract and had an agent and, was starting to write this book, and then he died within just a few months of that happening and died without the book being finished. And so, thankfully, his agent and the publishing company they knew how important the message was. They knew how important it was to Jeff, and they knew how important it was that dads needed this message. And so they asked me if I would be willing to help finish it up. And so the first year after his passing, I had help, and we worked together, and we finished up his book. And so in January of this year, his book, Common Man, Extraordinary Call, was released. And that has by far been the biggest accomplishment and biggest joy of my life. To when I saw that finished product, to have the book in my hand, I couldn't even believe it. It's like we had actually done it. We'd been able to honor his legacy and get it done.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's no easy feat, writing a book in the first place, but to take over for someone midstream like that and complete it and finish it is quite an accomplishment. So congratulations on that. And I'm sure that is pretty special when you see that book, knowing that his message was able to live on.
Yes, absolutely.
So then let's talk about maybe a challenge that you have faced. I know you've been, obviously, this whole thing was a pretty big one, but is there a story that you can think of, like in the day-to-day, like administration parts of things, or a challenge that you were suddenly faced with and how you worked through that?
Well, I mean, obviously, the loss of my husband was the biggest. You know, I had the challenge early on just having a child with special needs and trying to adapt and deal with that situation of what is our world going to look like now, that our vision of what we thought our family was going to be, how are we going to manage this? How are we going to change and adapt our vision and our dream to line up with our reality? And one of the things that Jeff and I learned early on was to learn to see the flip side of things, you know, to learn to flip things around and see them with a different vision. For instance, you know, our son, he's now 21, but when he turned 16, you know, we would see our friends post pictures of their kids getting their driver's license, and they were going out and getting to do all these things that our family couldn't do. And so we learned to flip that and go, you know what, our son, he's not going to get his driver's license. He will never drive. But the flip side of that is that we don't ever have to worry about him driving and getting in a car wreck. Right. We don't ever have to worry about where he is because we know where he'll be because he's not going to be out doing those things. And so for us, learning to shift our perspective on viewing things has helped us so much. And even with the death of my husband, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. It'll be 2 years in just a couple of weeks since he passed. And I think just learning to we're not meant to do this alone. We need community. We need people around us and just people to help us on this journey as a special needs parent, as a solo parent now, as a widow, just relying on that community, surrounding yourself with people who can walk this walk with you has been just a critical component of me being able to even be here speaking to you now, to being at a place where I'm able to do that.
Right. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, for me, it's like even just this morning, having that opportunity to go to a mom, a special needs mom who's in crisis, who feels like she's all alone and nobody sees her. And for me to be able to go and pour into her, that is fulfilling to me. Working from my happy place for me is serving others. Working from my happy place is being where I know God has placed me. I have no doubt, you know, God has placed me on this journey. It's not what I would have picked out. It's not what I would have chosen, but this is where I am. And so for me, being able to know that I'm where I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm doing what I'm called to do, I'm able to pour into others, that fills me up. And where is me working from my happy place? This is not a job to me. It is a calling, and it because I know that that brings me such joy and happiness knowing that I'm doing what I was called to do.
That's so wonderful. It really and truly is. So before we continue with some of our last questions, is there any advice that you have out there for someone that might be listening that is just being faced in the same situation, or just some of the things that you might speak into someone that is just been diagnosed with a special needs child, or just understood or just had their child and realized this is what their vision now is? Yeah. So do you have any advice or any best first steps, or where do you even start? I'm sure people feel overwhelmed and don't even know where to begin as far as resources and everything else that might be available to them.
What I always did, and I still do even now that my son is an adult, I've always found another family who's a few steps further in the path than I am, who are a few years ahead of us, who have been there and done that. And so if, you know, for a newly diagnosed family, I would find, first of all, that community of other people who understand and who get it. It is this walk as a special needs parent is so unique, and there's so many, you know, trying to figure out insurance, trying to figure out therapies, trying to figure out the best doctors and the best places to go to get to find resources, to find your circle of, you know, it's great that, to find an online resource or to find, you know, other outreach ministries or outreach places that are doing things, but to actually find another parent who is willing to mentor you, that's what I've done all along, is I've always had somebody who's a couple of years ahead of me who I can go to them and go, okay, we're getting ready. You know, my son is transitioning into the adult side of things now. And so to be able to go to someone and say, okay, how do I need to handle this? Who do I need to talk to? Where do I need to look for help for him? And just get recommendations from people who've already been there and already done that. But then to have that community of people that you can do life with, that you can be with, and who can encourage you when you feel like that nobody sees you. The special needs life is so isolating at times because it's very challenging for some families to go to church or go out into the community or to be a part of what many typical families get to do. And so for you to find other people who understand that, hey, you may have to cancel at a moment's notice, or they may need to come to your house instead of you meeting them somewhere else. But the other people who understand and can walk with you and help you know what are the next steps to take, because it is overwhelming, especially in those first few years. And so that for me has been the biggest help, is to always have somebody there that you know of that you can go to ask for help and to walk with you through this journey.
Great. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to be entrepreneurs, that are wanting to like step out on their own and do something completely different maybe than what they've been doing?
Well, you know, I think if God places something, a passion in you, to not let fear keep you from doing it. You know, I never in a million years, if I look back at my life, you know, when I was in college, I never in a million years would have dreamed that I would be up speaking in front of audiences. I never in a million years dreamed that I would be president of a nonprofit. That would have not been on my radar. And if I had allowed myself to look and, you know, look at in the future, which you can't see, thankfully, but to go, you know, I'll never be able to do that, or being afraid to really step out and do that. I think sometimes fear is the biggest thing that just keeps us from moving forward. And so, you know, if you know what you're supposed to be doing, don't let that fear stop you. Walk through that fear. And it's amazing. I've had different situations, even in the past week, of things come up that it's like things I've never had to do before. Things that if I allow that fear to keep me from doing it, it would have kept me from a great opportunity. But when I walked through that fear, it was amazing how much that bravery just started to build. And then it's like now, next time it won't be as big of a deal. So I think just, you know, being able to look past those things that you think, you know, oh, I can't do that, or I don't have the skill set, but to push yourself and go give it a try. And it's been amazing for me to see in myself that if I will just push myself through that fear, that I'm just totally amazed at what I actually am able to do.
That's great. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from?
Well, one of the things that I'm most excited about is after the death of my husband, I started realizing that there were some things that were really helping me walk through this new season in life. And I started looking around and I saw that there are so many, especially women, who feel defeated, who feel that are just allowing their life circumstances to keep them knocked down. And so I have just launched back last year, Redefine This Life. And Redefine This Life is a place where women can come together to be encouraged, to learn just ways, practical tools of getting beyond the things that have knocked you down in life. You know, I've been knocked down time and time again. You know, my husband and I lost our first child to a tragic miscarriage. We then had a child with profound special needs. My husband dealt with the last few years of his life, very significant health issues. And we were in and out of the hospital and just have had thing after thing after thing knock me down. But there, through that, I have learned some things that have helped me. And so I want to be able to share that with other women. And one of those things is, again, I've talked several times just in our conversation about the importance of community. And community, I have a group of friends. You know, I had friends before my husband passed away, but they were more surface friendships. And since his death, I have got this group of girls. There's eight of us that we have just developed this deep, deep friendship. We are there for each other when any one of us is going through a hard time, and we laugh together and we just do life together. And that for me has been life-giving. And I think so many times women just don't have that and they don't know how to do that. So to walk women, how do you find your group of friends? How do you find your tribe that you can do life with? And then learning how to set boundaries. I think so often I've run into so many people who don't understand how important boundaries are in your life, and about boundaries, personal boundaries, about things that you in your life are going to choose. You know, that's something I'm just not going to be a part of. I'm not going to do. But then also, I'm very protective of my family time and my time with my son, and not allowing outside drama in. And so I'm just excited with Redefine This Life to be able to just kind of delve into more of those things. There's a whole lot more, but just to help women learn how to kind of navigate when life tries to knock you down. How do you get back up, and how do you keep going?
Wow. Well, that is a very special message for all women. I know my very best friend from high school, her husband passed away suddenly of a heart attack when he was only 34. And she had just two little bitty babies. And it was very difficult for her because there weren't a lot of people her age in her situation.
Yes.
And I really encouraged her. I said, just go to some, you know, maybe a group counseling, or try to find a widow's group. And she was able to become a part of a young widow's group. It was incredible. And we actually, she got to bring one friend, so she always took me. But there was about, I think, eight of us. And then again, then each of us brought a friend. And we went on several annual vacations to really awesome places. And as the friend, you just got to be there to just create a really fun time for a lot of those women that were having to be single moms and were dealing with a lot of things that they didn't know how to deal with. So I do agree wholeheartedly that it is so important to find that group that connects with you and whatever it is that you're going through at that season of your life, because in different seasons of our life, it changes.
Yes.
As well. And so always being open to finding that group that is going to really carry you and support you, because it's very difficult for any of us to do life alone, but especially when you're going through some struggles. And I think when that happens, most of the time, all of us feel like we're the only one, and it's very lonely when you feel that way. And then it becomes very heartwarming when you know that somebody else knows exactly how you feel. So
yes, and we see that within the special needs world too. You know, I remember early on with our son, I remember feeling like we were the only ones in our town who had a child with special needs. And then when we created Rising Above Ministries, then we started realizing, no, we are not alone. There are lots of us out here, and it just is life-giving when you find the other people who are walking through the same thing that you are.
So can you share with our listeners in closing how they can find you? So share a couple of the websites or resources that you might have.
Absolutely. So for Rising Above, we actually have a fabulous website where you can go and find out everything that we do, and find we have I didn't mention earlier, but we have lots of online resources that are available as well. And so that is risingaboveministries.org. If you want to find out about Redefine This Life, that is redefinethislife.com. And if you want to know more about my husband's book, Common Man Extraordinary Call, that website is commonmanextraordinarycall.com.
Great. Is that on Amazon as well?
It is on Amazon. Yes, the book is available through Amazon.
Okay, perfect. Well, Becky, thank you so very much for your time today. And thank you for all the things that you're doing to bless other families and other women especially. So thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.